Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th, 2020, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information.
Welcome to Wargaming Recon. That's right, you're hearing an Australian accent this week, month, year, whatever it is. Again, it's Josh Shearbridge, and this is Wargaming Recon, the only member of the TSR podcasting network to discuss historical and New England gaming. Today, we have a very amazing special episode for you. This is the Holiday Gift Guide of 2020. So, with our 2020 vision, we've got a number of people who will be taking part today. We have not only our illustrious leader and everyday presenter, John, definitely going to be giving us some rundowns on what he believes would be the best thing to have under his. We also are joined today by Sean Clark, who does the God's Own Scale podcast, which talks about smaller scale wargaming. That is definitely something that I am into. Rick Copen is a successful YouTube channel focusing on RPGs and Dwarven Forge terrain. We also have Tony Sloan, who is a Twitch streamer who is currently running a D&D campaign with one party of good characters and one party of evil characters playing both the same campaign. They are also using Dwarven Forge terrain. Also, after everyone's given their 2 cents, I myself will have the opportunity to definitely give you what I believe would be the best guide to anyone who has no idea what to buy that special gamer in. I know that that is something important, as I am the only one in my family and my wife herself the hardest time trying to figure out what I want underneath it when it comes to tabletop. So we'll kick off today. Our first person to give us what they believe is John Reinhardt. Jonathan Reinhardt. Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I believe there's a junior there too, but I don't know. Just to give everyone a quick rundown. So we have 3 scales. We have the, say, the stocking stuffer scale, which is about $20 US. Then we go up to around $50 US. You know, like, you've got that little extra bit of money you can give or you want to give. And then the pièce de résistance. We have the biggest, the most $100 US you could give, or if the sky's the limit. I would say if the sky's the limit, because when it comes to tabletop wargaming, there's really nothing at $100 specific. It's usually just above. But as I said, our first cab off the rank, our first wallaby down the creek is Jonathan J. Reinhardt.
Now, in this time of COVID-19, of this pandemic, this is the year 2020 right now that this episode will be coming out. A lot of people are hurting, and buying presents for others might not be a thing that everyone does. And really, these holidays coming up, no matter which ones you celebrate, if you celebrate any of them, are not about gift giving. They are about much more than that. But if you do want to make a purchase, there are ways that you can do it to help out others. So a thing that I absolutely love that I've been getting into lately is I'm spending a lot of time watching people stream on Twitch. It's at twitch.tv, and individuals stream there about all sorts of stuff. And a thing you can do on there is you can gift a subscription to someone. And the subscription is a wonderful thing that you can do where it's for a specific streamer for their channel. And generally, Twitch works it out so that half of the money goes to the streamer and half goes to Twitch. And if the streamer is large enough, popular enough, famous enough, they get a larger percentage of that. Gift subscriptions are on a monthly recurring basis, cost $4.99 American per month. You subscribe, the streamer gets half of that, and then Twitch gets the other half. And this allows you to go commercial-free in the streams. It allows you to do things like chat, live with the streamer. Each streamer has settings a little bit differently, but you can do that. You get special emoticons that you can share in there. And some streamers do things a step beyond where you actually can get rewards for being a subscriber. Now, in particular, I want to highlight a few that I am currently really loving and that I think can be really beneficial. So the first one, and these are not in order of priority or preference or anything, but the first one is for Alyssa Faden, A-L-Y-S-S-A-F-A-D-E-N. She is an amazing cartographer. She has been a sponsor of Wargaming Recon previously through Enfilade, which is a great tabletop gaming and historical minis convention in the Northwest of the United States. Of course, now, time of COVID, those things are not happening. But she streams her map making and really engages with the people and the individuals who are watching her. She streams currently 4 times a week, Mondays through Thursdays. And as of right now, her husband Jack is joining her, I believe, twice a week, where hang out, she streams, and talk about all sorts of stuff. It's just, it's really cool. She has a great community. And if you subscribe, you get access to her private Discord server where people hang out and chat and just have a good time. It's a great group of individuals. And you also get access to her Patreon rewards. So that brings you in at the $5 level where you get a free high-res black and white map every month. And there's some other cool things that she does as well with that. She is honestly the only streamer I know who is combining Patreon and Twitch rewards together. She's just treating everyone equally. And I think that is simply amazing. So I absolutely adore her. I love her work and what she does. I am a huge fan of hers. And really, she never fails to put a smile on my face. Her work is exquisite. Right now, she's working on a bunch of maps of castles, which are amazing. And she's doing some cityscapes and stuff, which is really beautiful things. Always working on something new. And sometimes she switches it up and will toss in some gaming as well. There was one night she streamed a role-playing game that she was playing that was pretty cool. So she does a lot of really cool things. She streams for like an hour, hour and a half every time. Another channel on Twitch that I want to recommend in case you want to subscribe would be for Dwarven Forge. And Dwarven Forge, as you might know, is the company that was founded by Stefan Pokorny, who I also adore. I adore Dwarven Forge as well. And they do streams at least twice a week. On Wednesdays, they do a show called On the Anvil. And that is where you kind of get to see their process as they go through to design and create a Kickstarter and what products they're working on. And they'll answer questions about stuff. And they get a lot of great audience engagement. And they do giveaways as well in there on the Anvil streams. And then on Thursdays, one of their painters, whose name is Aaron, but he goes by Hamster, does what he calls a hamster hobby hang. So it'll be him and, I don't know, 2 or 3 other people sometimes who are doing hobby-related things. Maybe they're making LARP weapons, maybe they're painting minis, maybe they're sculpting something, maybe they're drawing, they're doing whatever. And then everyone who is watching in the stream can also be doing their own hobby stuff and commenting about what's happening in the stream. And then the people who are watching the stream, who are hanging out in the chat, share what they painted and what they've done, and they share it on the Dwarven Forge Discord server. Now, the Dwarven Forge Discord server is not private. It's not one where you need to be a member to anything. Anyone can get at it. It's just a really cool thing that is there. So you can go ahead and get access to that. Those are two streams that I really want to highlight that I absolutely adore and I love. There are some others that I think are really amazing. I think you should check out Nerd Botchery, who does these really cool D&D campaigns on Twitch, and he uses Dwarven Forge terrain to do it. He has this great camera setup, so you can actually see everything. His campaign right now, he has divided. There's a good party and an evil party, so you can kind of see the campaign from each viewpoint. So that's every week he has that going on. And those are lengthy streams, just a really great individual who's doing that. And then I really enjoy as well watching, and this isn't a tabletop game, but I enjoy watching Jason Muse. Jay Muse does a Twitch stream where he plays computer and video games. He's doing a lot of Among Us right now, which I'm really into. He's doing some Fortnite. He does World War Z and a lot of that kind of stuff. His chat group is just full of active people. He has a Discord server that gets a lot of activity. And a cool thing that he does is he plays games with people in the chat, in the audience. He really wants to engage with everyone. And he also does videos about Lego. He's a huge Lego fanatic, so there's a lot of that going on. If the name slightly rings a bell, but you don't know why, the answer is he is an actor. He's been in some movies directed by and featuring Kevin Smith. I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. And Jay Muse plays Jay, as in Jay and Silent Bob, from everything from Clerks on down. He's just a really nice and friendly and funny individual, and I've really enjoyed being able to kind of chat with him and virtually hang out. So that's something that's really cool to do as well. But find whatever streamer you like. Go and check them out. It doesn't cost anything to watch any of these streamers, but if you want to support them and you want to get those extra features that I mentioned, $4.99 a month isn't a bad deal for yourself or to gift it to someone else. So that would be really my top one for the entry level tier, the low cost option for the holiday gift guide. And normally in years past we would do 3 per category, and I really kind of want to hyper focus for myself. Each individual who's doing their own recommendations here are doing their own kind of take on it, and I did ask others to give 3, but I think I'm really just focusing on a single thing. And actually, with the Twitch stream subscriptions, if you're into watching Twitch at all, you could do multiple subscriptions as a way to do multiple gifts. And they could be to different streams, they could be to different people, they could just be all sorts of different stuff. So it's a cool thing to do and a fun way to make it work. And that's something I highly recommend doing as well. So I would suggest checking that out. Now, for my medium range gift idea, it has to be a gift card or gift certificate to your local game store, your local hobby shop, or your local bookstore, a good independent bookstore maybe if you have one, but a place that you can go and allows individuals in their normal conditions to maybe play games there, or it allows individuals to go and buy things like your hobby paints, your glues, your minis, your dice, your rule books, your collectible gaming cards, any of that kind of stuff that you might play. That would really be in there for me. And the reason why I'm suggesting a local place is that, and if it's for, keep in mind, when I say local, if you're giving a gift to someone and it's from a distance, maybe find where they go locally to make their purchases. So I've actually done that before. I have, in the past, as a gift to Joshua, who edits the podcast here. He's in Australia, and I have found out where down there is a good place for him to go and make purchases, and I was able to buy a gift card by contacting the place, so that way he could then use it locally. So I'm saying local, but it doesn't have to be local to you, local to the recipient, I guess is the best way to phrase it. But again, in this time of COVID, all these businesses are hurting, right? And we're all hurting too. So gift cards help because the money goes right to them. And then the gamer gets to decide what they want to buy. Do they want to buy something new and shiny that they want to try out? Do they need a standard supply like a paint or glue? Do they need dice? Any of that kind of stuff. So it's really helpful. If it's a bookstore, they can go and get the latest D&D book, the latest rule book. They can buy books for inspiration or for research, right? So you can get some Osprey books. You can get just about anything, right? It's a really good thing for that. There's a lot of them around. And I want to highlight in particular one game store that's local to me, but I'm mentioning it for everyone because they do meal order. They have a great meal order set up, and it is the Hobby Bunker. Hobbybunker.com. They're in Malden, Massachusetts. A great game store. Highly recommend them. Matt is the owner. He does a fantastic job. So even if you're not local, they ship, and they ship internationally. I highly recommend you give them a try and check them out and see what you can do. And that would just be a good thing to do. Okay, so that covers the affordable option and the mid-range option. Now, if you want to go for a more expensive gift idea for someone, I have just the thing for you. So many of us have been feeling that we are alone, right? That we're not able to game with everyone during this time of COVID, and that it makes life really hard. But there's a way around it that's completely safe and can still allow you to have fun gaming with other individuals. And that is to attend a virtual gaming convention. Yes, gaming conventions are going virtual almost predominantly now, if they can. And it's actually a really good way to hang out with other individuals, to play some games if you can, to go ahead and to do that, and to do it in a safe way. So earlier this year, I helped to run a virtual gaming convention. It was a one-day gaming convention called Let's Roll Convention. So that was something that we did. But there are other conventions that are going virtual. TotalCon, for example, will be completely virtual for 2021. And you are able to submit events now. You're able to, soon anyway, buy tickets for things. And you'll play online. And they'll have all sorts of different things to do there. Other conventions will be doing it as well. I think GaryCon will. I believe GenCon will. So really, it depends on what kind of convention you think is suitable for the individual. And just check out their website, find a price. Not all conventions are free. When I helped to run Let's RollCon, we didn't charge anything for people to play or to attend. Some conventions do have a fee in order to play. Some allow people to just watch stuff. They'll stream it on things like YouTube, on Twitch or whatever, and you can watch it for free. But like I said, some, if you want to play in it, there is a fee, and the fees vary. So that's why I have this at the higher price point. Normally when I put attend a convention, I have it up at the higher price point, because for that, you usually are talking things like travel expenses, you're talking things like accommodations, you're talking food, you're talking badge costs or ticket costs, all that sort of stuff. So usually it brings the price up a lot. And I mean, I don't go to conventions as much as others do, but for here at Wargaming Recon, we cover conventions too. So we go to them, and trust me, conventions are a major expense for us. And that's just, you know, if it's only me going or whatever, or what kind of stuff we arrange. So I know what it's like for those of you who are going completely on your own and doing the convention thing. I get it. So even the virtual ones, they can add up, right? And even if it's a lesser expensive one, maybe you could buy two badges for the person for two separate conventions, or you could gift it to more individuals. So it's a way to go and feel connected, to chat with others about the hobby that we love, to engage with some of that kind of stuff, to, again, do it safely, and to do it in a way that allows you to have fun. And honestly, it's probably, I know it's not perfect, but it's probably the best that we can expect right now. Others are doing things, and maybe I guess I'm sliding into doing more than just one, but doing things like signing up on Tabletop Simulator. Of course, we've had Dave Valentine on the show, and Application of Force is a completely incredible option that individuals do love. We can game remotely that way. Some go low-key and do in Skype or whatever. So you can do a variety of ways to get games in virtually. But honestly, I think for me, the best is the virtual convention, because there's nothing quite like it. It really tries to simulate what it's like to be at a convention, for you to have that experience, and to do it in this new way that we kind of are forced to do now. And we, no one knows when things will go back to how they were, or if they ever will. I try to remain optimistic, but cautiously so. And, you know, I have fun at conventions. I had a blast during the virtual convention I did, and I worked it. I mean, I did a 5 or 6 hour live stream, or 5 or 6 hours, I should say, I was live streaming. It was just a combination of different streams. So it went on for quite a while, and it's a lot of work, but it was really enjoyable. So I can see it being a lot of fun for others to attend. So there are those three options for me. I hope you'll consider them and see what they are like for you. Maybe, I know they're not going to be for everyone, but I think they could be really cool. And if you don't like my gift ideas, maybe one of the other individuals who are sharing their gift ideas will have something that fits your needs. So I hope you continue to stay tuned in this episode to see what those other options are. And we wish you the best.
Our next bloody legend who wants to give us his all, or not his all, maybe his three ideas for what he would like to see underneath his Christmas tree, is the fantastic gentleman who runs an RPG YouTube channel that uses Dwarven Forge terrain, and that is Rick Copen.
Hey everyone, Rick here, and folks, today I have a gift recommendation list for you or the gamer in your family. Now we're going to begin lowest cost to highest, and I'll admit, when I was crafting this list, I did not just think, what would the average everyday gamer be interested in, or what's the current hotness? As a matter of fact, when I devised this list, it kind of hit a little close to home. I decided to choose three things that I personally would be ecstatic to find under the Christmas tree. So let's begin in the under $20 category. And to do so, we're headed over to roll4initiative.com. Now that's roll as in roleplay, R-O-L-E, and then the number 4, not spelled out, initiative.com, where we are going to take a look at some miniatures. Oh, that's right. For your dungeon crawls, war games, whatever the case may be, Roll for Initiative offers some of my favorite pre-painted fantasy figures on the market today. Now, if pre-painted turns you off, have no fear. They offer the exact same figures in an unpainted format also. And as a matter of fact, they are at a significant discount if you do decide to go with the unpainted. But for purposes of this list, I am all about the pre-paints. And like I said, these are some of my favorite pre-paints out there. Now, they offer packs of humans, skeletons, zombies, and orcs. You can get a pack of 6 unpainted for $12.99. Or, like me, if you want to go the pre-painted route, you can get a pack of 3 for $12.99. In addition, as of right now, as of this recording, there is a 15% off with your first order coupon, capital N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, W15. New 15, put that code in at checkout and you will get yourself 15% off that unbelievable price for those figures. Now let's move on. We've got our figures. Time to do a little tabletop board or dice gaming. So, for the under $50 category, we're headed to themeborn.com, and that's Born, B-O-R-N-E, as in Edward.com. For Escape the Dark Castle, this tabletop RPG-esque dice game full of theme, folks. When I was thinking about, because I wanted to add a game, a self-contained boxed game to this list, and I looked across my shelves, what would really make an impact? And there was only one choice where no matter the group I played with, gamers, non-gamers, didn't matter, this one game resonated with them all, Escape the Dark Castle. It's a cooperative game. You're working together, rolling dice to defeat the bad guys, to overcome obstacles. There is tension. There are humorous moments. It is fantastic. You gotta love black and white, though. All the art is kind of a sketchbook, kind of creepy aesthetic to this fantasy dice game, Escape the Dark Castle. It's about $39 on themeborn.com. You can probably find it at a local game shop or other places online as well. All right, so now we've got our game, we've got our minis. Let's put these minis in some fantastic terrain. For the over $100 category, we're going to shop.wizkids.com for, oh, that's right, Warlock Tiles, Dungeon Tiles 2, Full Height Stone Walls Pack. This is available for pre-order right now. Perfect for the holidays, releasing in November. This is a big boy, $129.99 MSRP through the shop.wizkids.com website. What do you get? You get a fantastic 3D pre-painted dungeon modular terrain set, full of walls, floors, everything you need, doors, interior, exterior, to devise a gorgeous, crafted, again, pre-painted 3D aesthetic to your tabletop for your role-playing, skirmish, war games, whatever the case may be. The floors are reversible, stone floors on one side, wood floors on the other. There are a ton of expansion packs and other sets as well. So if you're headed to shop.wizkids.com, check out the other sets. Also, I might recommend that you pick up a pack of Easy Clips. Now, the Warlock clips that come with the set are absolutely sturdy. I enjoy using them, but they are a little stiff to stick in the tiles. WizKids has thought of everything. They now have a pack of Easy Clips, a softer plastic, so much more luxurious to pop in your tiles and walls. But if you want a pre-painted full height wall, the original Warlock tile walls were half height. This new set releasing in November is full height 2-inch walls. You want some affordable dungeon terrain. No need to wait hours and hours and days and weeks 3D printing it. No need to paint it. No need to assemble it. Folks, this is where it's at. If you're like me, not a DIYer, just want to open the box and lay out a dungeon, the Warlock Tiles is for you. Again, just under $130 will get you a full set of those tiles. Again, my name is Rick. You can find me on YouTube, Rick Kepin. Kepin is spelled K-O-E-P-P-E-N. I have reviews of the Roll for Initiative figures up there. Paid out of pocket, nothing sponsored here. These are my own unbiased thoughts. Same thing with the WizKids Warlock tiles. I wasn't handed a single set. I purchased them myself, fell in love with them. I have reviews on every set currently out there on my channel. So definitely take a peek at that if you want a visual representation of what all this stuff looks like. But again, these are three things that I would absolutely love to find under the Christmas tree myself. So thank you all so much for listening, and until next time.
Thank you so much for that beautifully read and well thought out list. There's something about his voice that really made me like him. I've not met any of these friends of the podcast before, I usually sit behind this computer and edit what's going on, so I don't get to actually meet that many people. But really great ideas. I really love the enthusiasm. I'm loving the thoughtfulness going into it. Now, as I said, we've got a number of other beautiful people coming in. Our next guy is Tony Sloan, who is the Twitch streamer we were talking about, who is currently running a D&D campaign simultaneously with a good party and an evil party. And they're also using Dwarven Forge terrains. I'm not going to edit that out because you need to know that I make mistakes. So, without further ado, Tony, take it away.
Hi, my name is Tony, and I'm the owner of Nerbotry, and I am very happy to be on the podcast for Wargaming Recon today, helping Jonathan out in doing a holiday buying guide for tabletop RPGs. A little bit about me, I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for since 1987. I started on first edition, and then I think in 89, like 2 years later, second edition came out, and I went ahead and got to that. So I really just got my teeth on that. So I've obviously played a lot of D&D. That's my main thing. But so I'd have to say, starting out, if I were going to go down the list of things to buy, the D&D would probably come in at $100. You don't really need that much to get started for Dungeons & Dragons. I'd say a player's handbook is good to have, but it's not absolutely even necessary. Many times people there will probably have one, and they'll go ahead and let you, you know, borrow theirs. Also, depending on the edition that you're interested in, 5th edition you can pretty much get anywhere, but there's a lot of good deals on used books. So if you want to check out eBay, Amazon, something like that, you could get a lot of books for less than, you know, MSRP, which is usually around $49 for the player's handbook, and another $49 if you want to get the Dungeons Master Guide and think about dipping your foot into there. I'd also have to say that if you want second edition, though, like my favorite edition, you could get online and find a lot of good deals there as well. If you don't mind a little bit of drawing in the book, make sure you get the stuff complete, though, if you're looking at modules or books. You don't want anything missing, but if it has writing in it or if the front cover is a little bit messed up, I wouldn't worry about it. In my opinion, that actually gives the book character. It shows that somebody had a great time and really used it and went on some adventures with it. So yeah, that would have to be for my $100 entry point if I was thinking about a holiday buying guide. For the $50 one, I was thinking about probably the new Marvel Crisis Protocol game that just recently came out. And you can usually get there. It's not exactly $50. It's a little bit more, say close to 80. But you can get some used stuff, you know, for a little bit less as well on eBay, as well as Amazon if you really dig around, or maybe go to get a good deal at your local hobby shop. Just depends, you know. Just take a look around. You probably go ahead and find something. And that game is really cool because what's basically they've done is they have come out with like a Marvel miniatures game where, you know, kind of like other wargaming stuff that they do. And I'm sure Jonathan, when he hears this, he'll go ahead and, you know, tell you all the things that, you know, wargaming has and how you have to use the rulers and everything else. Again, something I'm very interested in. I just haven't gotten around to actually trying it yet, but I'm really, really interested in it. And that's why I'm suggesting it for the holiday buyer's guide. So more people do it so I can play with you. Even thinking about starting, you know, the Marvel Crisis Protocol on my live stream that I do using the Dwarven Forge pieces because pretty much, you know, they can interchange and that's really cool. And yeah, so if you like Marvel, you like wargaming, and, you know, maybe you're thinking, you know, I want to try D&D or I want to try, you know, this Marvel Crisis Protocol. If you lean a little bit more towards, you know, just combat heavy, probably going to be in the Marvel Crisis Protocol area for you. And if you're leaning more in the RPing area, probably Dungeons & Dragons. Although Dungeons & Dragons can be very combat heavy. It depends on what you want to do, or if you're in a dungeon, it can be intense. He had also, Jonathan, if I'm not mistaken, you had also talked about, you know, finding something that's like $30 or less. And the only thing I can really think of, because I've never tried it yet, to be honest, so I don't really know if I could suggest it, but I do know about it. And the price point isn't horrible, but to get like, you know, the lot of the great cards obviously cost money. And I'd probably have to say that, you know, Magic the Gathering or one of the other card games that have recently come out. So yeah, that would probably be my entry point for the low stuff. But again, I've heard that some of those Magic cards can get, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And once you go down that rabbit hole, you know, it's like Dwarven Forge or anything else, you're going to be spending some money. So just be ready for that. And I forgot to mention another good one that might be in the $50 to $100 range is the new Star Wars Legion game. That has a low price point to enter, but, you know, it goes up depending on how much you want to do. So I basically think, I have to say those are my top three. Again, you add the Star Wars Legion in there, you got four games for your buyer's guide. But my big one, obviously, that I know about is Dungeons & Dragons. That's the one that I play all the time. Second edition, 3.5, fifth edition, never tried fourth, first edition, all those. The main one we do right now is 5e. And obviously, you can watch our show if Jonathan wants to mention that. Thanks, Jonathan. And keep watching Wargaming Regon. Tune in for their podcast. They do a lot of cool stuff. They are really deep down here in the RPG tabletop industry, getting things going. You might have seen Wargaming Recon. They've been at some conventions, and I've seen some of the pictures that he has right on his Facebook, you know, his fan page. And he's met a lot of, you know, movers and shakers in the industry. So he's the real deal. All right, I'm going to get going, Jonathan. And go ahead, and I'll see you later, and be seeing you next time. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you there, Tony. Another well thought out list. Another definitely in love with his hobby gamer, which is what we really need this day and age. Now, I believe that's three people already. We're up to number four. Now, number four, I believe, is another podcaster. God's Own Scale podcast, which is about the smaller scale of wargaming, which is something I love 6mm and 3mm wargaming. I don't get to do much of it, but that's the breaks these days, apparently. So we have Sean Clark, who is going to give us his ideas for this upcoming holiday season.
Hello, it's Sean here from God's Own Scale podcast. Jonathan has kindly asked me to come up with some gift suggestions for the holiday season in three categories: one under $20, one under $50, and one $100 or more. Now, this was harder than I thought it was going to be honest, because the hobby has so much to offer at the moment. There's so many products out there. And what you buy the wargamer who's got everything. Okay, I've got three things. They might not be your choice, but I'd certainly be pleased to see these under my tree come Christmas morning. Okay, the first choice is some brushes. Now, what wargamer or hobbyist doesn't need a few extra brushes? Now, I'm not talking about Winter & Newton Series 7 here, but Royal and Langnickel, which you can get from Amazon. And these might be described as starter brushes, but I use them almost exclusively at the moment for all of my hobby painting. And for around $15 or £10 sterling, you can get yourself a pack of 13 brushes in various shapes and sizes that will suit most of your hobby needs. And even if you are a Winsor & Newton Series 7 user, then you'll find a use for these for basing or for base coating. But as I say, particularly for a beginner in the hobby, these would be great and certainly would see them through their first few months of painting figures. Okay, category 2, which is under $50. Now, the God's Own Scale podcast is a 6mm dedicated podcast, and it would be remiss of me not to point somebody in the direction of some 6mm figures. Now, I like the idea of battle packs, so two armies and a set of rules, which could be given as a gift to maybe the 6mm curious friend or family member who fancies giving 6mm a go. And Ancients is something that I think most wargamers would appreciate a gift of. So I have chosen the 6mm ancient battle pack from Irregular Miniatures. Now you can choose any two armies really from the whole of the ancient world for this, but I would suggest something like Romans and Carthaginians as a good starting point. You've got Hannibal there and Scipio fighting it out at the likes of Zama and Cannae and Lake Trebia. What's not to like about that? And that would come in sterling around about £27, but US dollars I would expect around about $44, so just creeping in under the $50 mark. Okay, moving up to the final category, which is $100 or more. I haven't actually breached the $100 mark here. I'm going for something that's costing $99, and that's for a gaming mat from gamemat.eu. But not just any game mat, this is a double-sided game mat, so you can have grass on one side and a desert scape on the other, or an urban scape and a snowscape. Very versatile. It's only $99. I suspect with postage out to the US that would creep us over the $100 mark, but I can't think of any gamer that wouldn't like to see one of those under their tree come Christmas morning. So just to summarise, under $20, some brushes from Royal and Langnickel available through Amazon, around about $15. The battle pack from Irregular Miniatures coming in at around about $44 with two armies and some rules. And at $99, the gaming mat, double-sided, from gamemat.eu. Thank you, Jonathan, for inviting me to contribute to the gift ideas, and happy holidays.
Now it's time for my turn to give you my three holiday gift ideas. As we have heard throughout the entire show, we have, is it three? Yeah, it was three different kinds of levels. I really sound horrible right now. Anyways, now let's get to it. So my first, the stocking stuffer that I would like to see in my particular stocking, that's the word, is the Army Painter Wet Palette. It is a beautiful tool that I've seen use. I'm thinking of getting one for myself specifically, but it is billed as the best wet palette you can buy. This is what you get for your, we call it the Australian 35. So, here's what you get. You get, here's what it says. The best wet palette there is, a superior quality and custom design to keep your war paints preserved perfectly smooth and creamy. The wet palette comes with two sheets of hydro foam and 50 hydro sheets, a special inner layer design. Can hold up to 6 Wargamer brushes and 10 hobby brushes from the Army Painter range. So you get a fair whack of it in there, in that little kit for $35 Australian, which is about $20 American. So, again, it is a really good thing for storage, it's a good thing for painting, and really good is, like, you can only paint for a few minutes at a time. It's not that big either. The dimensions in millimetres, which is the Australian way of measuring things, is 230 by 160 by 70. And you can pick this up essentially anywhere. But I would be getting, if I'm in Australia, I would be getting it from mightyape.com.au. And now to go up to the next level, we're going to be moving to a company called Battlefield Accessories. Now, these guys I met at CanCon a few years ago, and they had a beautiful, beautiful, nice tool for painting, and that was the Halo Desk Light Rig, which is a laser cut MDF kit that you can buy for $55 Australian. You can pick it up at battlefieldaccessories.com.au. It is what it says, it is a Halo Desk Light Rig. It's a semi trapezoid, is what I think the shape is, at least, with two LED light strips powered by USB. So you, if you wanted to plug it into a USB charger, you could. You can do it portable with a USB portable charger, which is what I usually do. And it's an amazing little design. I actually got the upgraded kit, which you can get, which they call it the Halo Deluxe, which comes with storage containers and shelves, which is really cool. And you can pick that up for $95, or if you wanted to, you could actually buy the support boxes separately. But the Deluxe also comes with more light, which is really, really cool. I actually really enjoy that one. And that, yeah, that's what I would say for the mid-range. Now, shooting for the stars, this is actually something I'm thinking about buying myself for Christmas. Everyone knows I love historical wargaming, and the group of people that I game with, extremely into bolt action. And I currently have a bolt action army. I have a US army. But we always need another side. And what I've been looking at, again from mightyape.com.au, is the Africa Corps starter set by Bolt Action Warlord Games. We can pick this up for $165. In this particular kit, here is the description. With the infamous 88 and Panzer III tank and 30-plus men to command this German Afrika Korps starter army, you have to have it if you want Afrika Korps. Sent to North Africa to bolster the Axis war effort in the Western Desert, the Deutsche Afrika Korps, that sounds really cool to say, under their Mercutual leader Erwin Rommel, the Desert Fox, pushed the armies of the British Commonwealth almost to breaking point, earning the respect of the opponents in the dust-filled, scorching climate. This box set gives you all you need to start playing with Erwin Rommel's Afrika Korps as they face the forces of the British Commonwealth in the searing heat of the North African and Tunisian campaigns. The starter set army contains 36 infantry of plastic origin, 8.8 centimeter flak 37 plastic with 7-man crew, which are metal, a 1 MMG team, 81 medium mortar team, and a Panzer III medium tank. Assembly and painting instructions with stat cards, full color decal sheets, and all the other beautiful things you get in a starter army set. They are my three things. However, I do want to talk about one product that I actually got just recently, and this is more of a, you know, Jonathan spoke about at the start of the podcast about how 2020 being a crap year. And I want to talk about a company called Battle Kiwi. Battle Kiwi is a New Zealand laser cut MDF terrain company that we get a lot of our Star Wars Legion terrain from. And every now and then we go in and we get a group of us going for an order. And this particular one, to raise money for the Center for Disaster Philanthropy of COVID-19 Response Fund, they have a dice isolation box for COVID-19 support. I've got one sitting right next to me that is definitely, definitely used regularly now with how badly my dice rolls are. It is available for a limited time. The profits from this particular product will go towards COVID-19 response. It includes the isolation design and some beautiful stickers that come with it. It's featuring a locking mechanism and keeps the contents from escaping. So if your dice are notorious for rolling ones, I would recommend getting this little jail to teach them that they can't just roll ones all the time. It would look great on any hobby shelf or on any table as you play. And this is a really nice stocking stuffer for, even as a joke for one of your mates at your local gaming club or your local gaming shop. It's only $20 New Zealand, so for America it would be something like $10, I think. Like, the American to New Zealand would be a bit weird at the moment. But anyway, I think it's a great thing to be supporting. It's also a nice fun tool, especially when I said I want to get one of those. My mates are like, yeah, you need it. So that adds a bit of a joke too. Now, just before I close off for Jonathan here, you might have noticed that he's a bit quiet on this section of the podcast, and that's where I've entered into the whisper time of my life. I have two boys who are asleep, and a wife is also asleep, so that's why this particular part of the podcast probably sounds like I'm whispering. I will turn it up so you can hear it. But again, this is the time we live in where we have our home offices, we have fiddling around with our work schedules to meet with everything. And what I'd like to just leave off on, like, yes, 2020 has been a pretty crap year. From COVID to bushfires here, and especially where I live, definitely bushfires. I was evacuated 3 times. We actually lost a very prominent member of our wargaming community to suicide earlier this year, who was also one of my closest friends. We have had illnesses, we've had passings of family members. I know Jonathan's lost grandparents, I lost a grandparent earlier this year. We've had to adjust our work schedules, our gaming schedules, to accommodate with COVID. We've had to adjust how we do a lot of things, and I think that as we move into next year, that we'll be definitely in a better position. I think we just need to use this holiday season to rest and recuperate, and, you know, just move forward. Let's just move forward and, you know, embrace each other, play some games. I can tell you now, when you're listening to this, if it comes out when I think it does come out, I will either be at or coming back from a weekend getaway with a bunch of my wargaming mates. We're renting a house for a weekend, and just that's all we're doing. We're having some game time, talking some crap, and just having fun. And no matter where you are during this time, and no matter how you're feeling, I can guarantee you that as long as you get out there and game, or do some hobby time, do some self-care, you'll definitely be able to ride out the rest of the storm that's coming. And that goes without saying that no matter what you're doing right now, no matter what you're feeling, you have to remember, you need to keep on gaming.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon on your mobile device. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other good shows on the network. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew.
Thank you to everyone who backed our 2020 podcast season on Kickstarter. In particular, I would like to thank Bob Yates, Cigar Box Battle, Enfilade Convention, Jason Elliott, leader of TSR Games, John Vogel, Lead Bears Tufts, Nate Taylor of Dwarven Forge, Ryzen Phoenix GameCon, and Stefan Pagoni, founder of Dwarven Forge. We couldn't have been successful without the help of all of you. Thank you so very much, and hope you are enjoying this 2020 podcast season.
Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th 2020 at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.